We're going to come into a time of communion in a moment or two, but I want to share some thoughts this morning briefly about finishing well. And interesting what Helen said about keeping going then and pressing on. It was Albert Einstein who once gave some advice in a letter to his son, Edward. And this was the advice he gave him. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. Keep pedaling. Great advice, isn't it, that? It was a year or two ago, teaching our daughter to ride a bike, and it was the stopping the momentum. It was when she always came down. So good advice, Albert. Thank you for that. But Paul the Apostle also gave some advice in a letter, and that was a long time before Albert Einstein. He sent this letter to the church in Corinth, and he said, "Now finish what you've started. Finish what you've started. Let the eagerness you showed in the beginning be matched now by your giving." Paul was such an encourager to the early church. He was saying even there, finish what you've started. Just don't make starts. Finish. Persevere. Press on. Keep going. Hold on to the progress. Keep peddling. As Albert Einstein would say, finish well. Finish well. If you're anything like me, and I don't assume any of you are like me, I've got 100 jobs around the house that I've started. And I've also got 100 jobs around the house that I haven't finished. Can anyone relate to that? Honest fellas, yeah. Some of you know exactly what I'm... 3 months ago, I made a decision that I would sell our bed on Gumtree because I wanted to build a bed with a new mattress that we got. So 3 months later, we're still sleeping on a mattress on the floor. Bed sold straight away. Good intention, starting to build a bed, never got it finished, so apologies to my wife for persevering and pressing on and with me, lesson in patience. So this morning, amongst the Church of Corinth and maybe some of us, I certainly feel that challenge of finishing well. I want to show you quickly a photo. If you've been to my office up there in Bourne House, you might have seen this photo. It's a photo that I've got up in my office, and it's to remind me about finishing well. And it's a photo I've added for a little while up in my office. This is three great generals, Ken Johnson, Bert Gotts, and my dad up there as well. And I've got that photo up in my office because they one day inspired me in my faith. They lived a life of inspiration. They were three men that set an example of faith. They lived for God. They served other people. They served God. They were three men who finished well. Three men of whom it could be said, as Paul the Apostle said in his letter to Timothy, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. I have kept the faith. Inspiring. But three inspiring men who finished the race, finished what God had called them to do in their lives. And, you know, as a church, we've had a really exciting week. It's been a crazy week this week, hasn't it, Adrian? The place has been buzzing. Not only have we had toddler time as usual, we've had extended schools work this week as well. We've had three young men from local schools doing their work placement here. We've also had National Citizen, got to be careful how you say that, NCS here, with a whole bunch of young people, some of them from here, who have been planning an event this week and raising money for Canaan Trust. So it's been absolutely crazy. And it's been brilliant to engage with the children and the toddlers and the young people and teenagers in this locality. But listen, as a church, we also about honouring those who have finished well, those who have kept going. Those of you amongst us that serve as an example and an inspiration of keeping the faith, of walking the walk, of holding on to God, of finishing what you've started well. And I want to encourage us too, because we can be a people that finish well. I want to encourage us to keep a strong grip on Christ, just as we've heard in those three stories that Christ has had a strong grip on them too. I want to encourage us to keep the faith, to walk through those challenges that we face hand in hand with God, to ask for his strength when we feel weak, to listen to his encouragement that he whispers in our hearts and our lives to keep going. And in Hebrews 12, we read about the crowd of witnesses that are cheering us on. Come on, keep going, keep the faith, finish well, make it to that finish line. And there's seasons in life where evidently we move on. So whether that is a job or whether that's in education, moving from one school to another, we're really excited. We've got, I think, 3 or 4 year 7s moving into the youth ministry come September. Really excited about that. Moving on in life. There's lots of seasons. Maybe university has ended and looking towards a career now. Lots of changes. Maybe it's even a redundancy or a retirement. But I want to encourage you this morning especially to choose to finish well in what area of our life a door is closing in a particular season. Because I think that Jonathan really expressed this in what he shared. It, how you finish could be the foundation to how someone else starts. How you finish could be a foundation to how someone else starts. So Serena, all the questions that you have sought God to help you answer to your peers in sixth form, you've laid a foundation, you've finished well. But what that could be a start of someone else's foundation. Jonathan, the way that you gave witness as a Christian in your workplace, a way you finished well, could be the foundation for someone else to start. For Helen, the dignity and integrity that you held on to in that challenging time, that you'll finish well there could be the foundation for someone else to start well on. And as a church in this locality, in this area, I want us to be encouraged that how we finish matters. Whether it is redundancy, whether it is work, whether it is education, whether it is challenging seasons that we find ourselves in, our finish is as important as our start because it could lay a foundation for someone else. And ultimately, our fresh starts rest and rely on Christ, what Christ completed on the cross. And I'm going to invite the worship team to come back because we're going to come into a time of communion in a moment or two. But what he finished on the cross is indeed our start of a new life. Our past forgiven, our future glorious. This is what Jesus has done for us. One of the last sayings of Jesus Christ on the cross was actually, "It is finished." Jesus, it wasn't a statement of defeat. In fact, it was the opposite. It was a statement of victory. "It is finished." That phrase means it's paid in full. I've paid it in full. It comes from a Greek word, which means tetelestai. And that's a tongue twister in itself, isn't it? But it means that word, tetelestai, is what Jesus declared on the cross. It is finished. It's a word that you'd use if you were to reach the peak of Mount Everest. It is finished. It's a word that you would use if you'd finished your dissertation at university. It's finished. It's a word that you'd use if, when you've made your final payment on that car. Oh, Lord, let it happen soon. It's that word when what you use when you cross the finish line of that first 5K race that you've been doing. It is finished. And it means so much more than "I survived." Jesus wasn't saying, "Oh, I've survived this thing now. I've survived. What it means is I did exactly what I set out to do. In our finishes, let us say that I did exactly what I set out to do. Jesus on the cross, when he victoriously declared, "It is finished," he was saying, "I did exactly what I set out to do." When Jesus spoke those words, "It is finished," he was declaring that the debt that we owe through our sin was wiped clean forever. Our debt, he wiped clean. He was saying it is finished because it made it possible for us to be reconciled in relationship to Father God. And this morning, I want to encourage you, if you feel that you're a million miles away from God or you've never had a relationship with God, Jesus' declaration of "it is finished" was an opportunity for you to come in full relationship with Father God. It is finished. The old sacrifices that we read in the Old Testament were finished. Jesus' sacrifice once and for all time was made. It is finished. It is finished. His sufferings were completed as he came to that place on the cross. It is finished, and took his last breath. It is finished. Not he was finished. It was finished because His finish was our beginning, and his finish wasn't his end, because he rose, he lives, he's alive today. He is the God of new beginnings. He is the God of new life. And in those challenges that we face in life where we think, are we ever going to make it through this? Listen, Jesus finished so that we could. What he did should spur us on to finish well. As I said, those three generals of the faith, that picture I've got in my office, inspires me to keep going in the faith. But more so, that Jesus' declaration of it is finished. It's just an incredible statement that stirs my heart, that keep me going. Hallelujah. Let me read this to you. It's in the Message version. It says in Hebrews 12. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in that place of honor right alongside God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, when you find yourself weary, when you find yourself that you're not going to make it to the finish line, go over that story again. Item by item, that long litany of hostility that Jesus plowed through, that will shoot adrenaline into your souls. Church, this morning, let all that Christ has accomplished in his great victory cry of it is finished spur us on to finish well. Whether that be in a job, whether that's in education, whether that's even in ministry, or even in a conversation that you might have with someone this next week, make it your aim to finish well. To finish well. To know that all that Christ has accomplished on the cross is for you to persevere and press on. Keep peddling, church. Keep peddling. Listen, we've been talking about some of those things that are going to be coming up later in the year. Really excited about some of the things that, you know, with life groups and heart and heartbeat of the church and reaching out into the community. We some of us are having a little summer break now. But listen, can I encourage, keep coming back, keep coming, journey with us. Journey with us, because later in the year, exciting things are up ahead, and we want you, each one of you, to be a part of what God is doing in this place in reaching out and changing lives. Let's finish well together. Hallelujah. Father, we just pray in this place that anyone is confronted with a challenging situation where the easiest thing might be to duck out, to avoid, to run away. Father, I pray for that strength and shalom from your Holy Spirit this morning, that we would know your peace and your strength to persevere. Lord, as we come to a time of communion and remembering all that you accomplished on the cross for us, Jesus, and your resurrection, and that you're coming again as a coming King, may we be stirred in our hearts and our souls this morning to finish well and bring glory to you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Church, can I invite you to stand as the guys lead us in a song of worship, and as we come into a time of communion.